Welcome to this episode of the Standout Job Seeker podcast presented by JobScan. I'm your host, Sydney Myers. In this episode, I talked to Madeline Mackey. She's a career coach and a career activator, actually. And we talked about how to deal with burnout and the job search. So a lot of people right now are struggling with burnout, either because of the job search or the job search is because of burnout. They had to quit or let go of their previous job, or just because of life and challenges and problems. And now you have to tackle this huge, big thing of looking for a job, which can be really difficult. So in this conversation, Madeline shared her expertise on how to do that, how to deal with that. Really great conversation. I think you're going to come away from this episode knowing exactly what to do, exactly what your next steps are, exactly how to deal with this. It's about a 30, 35 minute conversation, so I highly encourage you to listen to the whole thing. And Madeline really is an expert on this topic. She's a certified career management coach, a nationally certified online profile expert, a member of the National Resume Writers Association, a member of the National Speakers Association. She's presented in front of corporate, government, nonprofit, and community audiences of all sizes and backgrounds. She is the person you want to talk to about how to approach the job search, how to deal with burnout, how to elevate your career. And so that's what we're going to talk about here. Interestingly, just in case you really want to know about Madeline, she is a published biochemistry researcher. She's worked at 4 Tony Award-winning theaters and responded to disasters all over the country as an officer of the American Red Cross. So not only does she have the expertise to help you with this, she has a life experience to know how to deal with these challenges and how to overcome them. So I know you're really going to enjoy this conversation. If you do, please give the show a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you're listening. Leave a review to let me know what you enjoy about it and what I can do more of. Thank you for listening so far. Let's get started with this conversation with Madeline Mackey. What I wanted to focus on this conversation was going through the job search when you're dealing with burnout. And it seems to me that there are a lot of people who are facing that. They're burned out from, you know, situations in their life or from a job that they're leaving or want to leave. Is that something that you see too, or are there like specific situations that make the job search harder for people?
The job search is stressful no matter what, but especially if someone's coming from like a toxic work situation or they've been suddenly laid off and it was completely unexpected, or they had a bad manager, like they come into the job search already stressed out, exhausted, anxiety ridden, and very worried about what the future entails. And it's almost a paralysis that happens. And the last thing they want to do is to suddenly spend hours on a job board, updating their resume, writing cover letters, networking, talking to people, and being even more vulnerable when they're already hurting inside. So I always, when clients come to me and they're in that kind of headspace, I always say, give yourself some grace. And give yourself permission to rest. I know you feel like you don't have time to rest because you have to find a job now. But starting a job search when you're in that mindset of exhaustion and burnout is not healthy for the job search. Like that negative energy is going to go into your networking and even your resume, because you're not going to want to talk about the last job you had. You want to hide from it. So I always tell them, hey, take one week, go to bed, eat healthy, do some other things around the house that you've been putting on that's been stressing you out, like clean your space and prep it to get ready. The job search is not going anywhere, I promise you. But you will be much more productive if you can just get yourself and your space kind of in a better mindset.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It made me think of a friend of mine several years ago. It was funny, but it's also so true. She was talking about baking and she was making cupcakes for somebody and she really did not want to make them. And so they came out horribly. And she's like, when you're not baking with love, it just doesn't work. And a lot of things in life are like that. If you're begrudgingly doing it, it's just the quality is not where it needs to be.
Exactly. I love that cupcake analogy. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. So then when people are in that situation, you talked about like taking a week off and, you know, maybe doing things around the house. Is that usually enough? Is that all it takes? Or is there more like a strategic decompression process they can go through to get in that right mind space?
You know, some people need to take a month off. Some people need to take 2 months off, but they can't afford that. So having just a little bit of space is a good place to start. Every person's situation is going to be a little bit different. Once, though, you have that space, sometimes I advise clients, let's start small, right? Rather than just diving in and saying, I'm going to write my resume, I'm going to write my cover letter, I'm going to do my LinkedIn profile, I'm going to make a job search strategy. Like, that's almost like preparing for a move, right? When you're having to pack up your entire house for a move, it can be so overwhelming. So I advise to make a list. Make a list of all the things that are pressing on you with regards to a job search or a career transition. Like, some people are like, well, I also have to file for unemployment and my health insurance is going to run out. So I have to figure that out. I want to get into some doctor's appointments. It's summer right now, so kids may be coming out of school and I don't know what I'm going to do with my children for this summer. So by starting by making a list of all the things that I call it the what's keeping you up at night list. That will help us to start get into focus and get into the lane of what all needs to be done. And after making that list, we'll prioritize what's the first thing that has to be done. What's the most urgent? And sometimes the most urgent has nothing to do with the job search, right? It's like, oh, I need to file for unemployment, because if I file for unemployment and I get that money, that takes some of the financial pressure off. Or once I know what's happening with my health insurance, that's one less thing I have to worry about. So again, starting that job search immediately may not be the right thing for you to do. It might be a couple of other things. So once you get your space cleared, once you get some rest, let's make a list. Let's make a list of all the things that's stressing you out that you're worried about. And then let's prioritize that list. And then we can start tackling things and checking them off one by one by one.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I think like this is the part of the job search that is not that it's not talked about, but a lot of times when you go into like job search help, it's like, well, here's how you write a resume and here's how you do your LinkedIn profile. And like, that's what we do at JobScan. But sometimes what makes that hard is not just that I don't know what to say about myself. It's the fact that my kitchen is a mess and I don't feel like cleaning it. And that's taking up 90% of my brain power right now. So yeah, I like the idea of making the list and kind of like reframing things. I know earlier we were talking about like, it might seem like a big task to do networking. Like networking, that sounds like the last thing I want to do right now. But reframing them into maybe simpler or more manageable tasks, like how can that help with going through that process?
Right. Now we're ready to step into the job search. You've gotten some rest. You've made a to-do list. You've knocked off those urgent things. And you're like, now I'm ready to do the job search. And it all starts with the resume. So one of the things I recommend is with the resume, start with the easy part. You know your educational background. Start with that. Right. That's easy to write. Don't start with that value statement at the top of the resume, because that's hard. People are like, I have no idea what to put here. So I say, start in reverse order on the resume. Start with your education. Start with the oldest jobs on your resume, because some of those you're going to get to delete. And work your way that way, because then you're not dealing with the charged job, the job that you just left that's stressing you out.
Yeah.
Let's not do that one first. Let's get into the flow, right? That flow space. And say, oh, wow, I did do some really good work in the past. And that kind of gives you your confidence back of,
yeah,
oh, yeah, I was a badass. Look at what I did. Look at how I went from this job to this job to this job. And I worked for some really great companies. And now you can tackle the top part of the resume because you're in the right mindset and you're baking, going back to that cupcake analogy, you're now going to be baking with positivity and you're going to be baking with confidence and maybe even a little hope and joy. And you can write your value statement in your areas of expertise and you can write about your accomplishments for the most recent job. And here's the thing, don't try to do your resume in one sitting. Let's break it down into smaller parts. Let's set a timer and say, okay, I'm going to spend 20 minutes writing my resume. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. But after 20 minutes, I'm going to take a 10-minute break and I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go pet the dog, or I'm going to eat a cupcake. I'm going to do something that brings me joy and then I'll come back to it. And I also find that that also helps because it keeps you focused for 20 minutes instead of sitting there and starting to write your resume. And then we say after 30 minutes, we're like, I need to go look at a job board. I need to go look at positions. I need to see what's happening on LinkedIn. Nope, let's just do the resume for 20 minutes, take a 10-minute break, come back, do it for 20 more minutes, take a 10-minute break, do 20 more minutes. Final break should be 15 to 20 minutes because now you've been working on it for an hour. And just breaking it down in small pieces, or maybe just even doing 20 minutes a day, also makes things in the job search a lot more manageable.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that because I feel like that top part, the resume summary, that is the hardest part to write. And it's so awful that it's the first thing that I start with. And I'm just like, I don't know what to say. But when you start with the easier stuff, by the time you get there, it's a lot easier. So then, that kind of leads me to a question, what you were talking about with like bringing it down. You don't have to do it all in one sitting. So then do you recommend for people who are in the situation where they're burned out, do you recommend, how am I trying to say this? Like, so you've got your resume, cover letter, LinkedIn, networking, job search. Do you recommend doing one at a time or maybe jumping around to each one so that you don't feel bogged down by a task? Or does it make a difference at all?
I think it makes a huge difference. It's just like going to the gym, right? If you do cardio every single day, or you do leg day or arm day every single day, you're going to burn out and you're going to injure yourself. So with the job search, I recommend on Monday, what you do is you go look at your target list of companies and you go look at the job boards and you find jobs that interest you and you save them. And then you rank them, my favorite position to the least favorite. And then you put it away. That's all you do on Monday is you go out and search for jobs that interest you. On Tuesday, you've got a list of jobs. And a lot of people are thinking, now I go to apply. No, Tuesday is networking day. You've got a list of jobs. You need to go on LinkedIn and see who you know at those organizations and reach out to those people. That's the day that you find different networking events in your industry, in your associations, and sign up for their networking event for next week or 2 weeks from now or a month from now. Tuesday is all about networking. Wednesday is when you're going to set aside a large amount of time to prepare and customize each application. And yes, you need to customize your resume for every single job. And that's where a tool like JobScan can come in handy because you can upload your resume, upload the job description, and it's going to give you a score on how well your resume matches that job. And then you're going to be able to identify what areas you need to edit to ensure your resume is a good match for that job. That's all you're going to do on Wednesday. You're going to sit down and you're going to customize your resume for each job you want to apply to, and you're going to save it. Then on Thursday, we're going to step away from it just a little bit. And maybe you do professional development on Thursdays, right? You go to YouTube University and you learn a new skill. You take an online class. You read a blog. You listen to a podcast so that you're keeping your skills fresh. Then on Friday, you follow up with those people that you reached out to asking, hey, I saw that you worked at this company. Would you be able to refer me to this role? You follow up with those individuals on Friday saying, hey, I'm going to be applying for the position this afternoon. Let me know if I can put you down as a referral, or if they'll send you a special link. Sometimes you have to wait because they'll send you a special link so that you can go in through the referral pipeline. But on Friday, you submit your applications. And if you follow this method, then you've touched all aspects of the job search. You've identified roles, you've reached out to your network, you've identified another networking opportunity that you can attend, you've spent quality time customizing your resume using tools like JobScan, you've done some professional development and interview prep, and you followed up with your network and submitted applications so that at the end of the week, you can put it away and enjoy your weekend and come back to it on Monday. And so following that process, you're not going to be bogged down, because I will say, just looking at a job board every single day and click, 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 that can be very defeating, because eventually you're not going to find any more jobs to apply to. And you're like, oh no, what am I going to do? Just do it once a week.
Yeah. I like that. Like, so that kind of goes along with the idea of reframing things, but really like reframing it into something that works for you, or like a process that works for you. So you're still doing the same thing, but there might be like doing the schedule that works for you, or doing it in short 20-minute bursts that works for you. Like whatever you need to do to reframe it to be more manageable for you mentally, then that's what makes sense. So like along those lines, when you were talking about looking for a job, I was thinking that people in this situation might be where they want to like maybe make a career change, or like a significant role change. Mm-hmm. If you are burned out, do you find that this is maybe like not the right time to do that, or like, and you know, and just kind of keep things simple, or is that like don't think that way?
You know, change, any type of change or transition is overwhelming, right? It's both exciting and nerve-wracking. And sometimes we were like, I cannot go back to do what I did before. That's just not an option for me. So what I recommend in those situations is, first of all, take a breath and just explore and accept that you don't have to make a decision about the career transition or pursuing what you did before today. You don't have to make that decision. You don't have enough information. The only time you have to make a decision about a job is when you receive an offer. So you can explore career transition. You can apply for jobs from what you've done before. But with that career exploration for that new role, what I would recommend is go out and find one or two jobs that you think this is what I'm looking for. Or perhaps you just search by keywords, right? Don't necessarily focus on job titles, because companies are making up job titles these days. A project manager or program manager is defined 20 different ways at 25 different companies, right? Instead, think about what you like to do. If you're like, I love to train people. I love to train them and mentor people and coach and develop employees. Put those keywords in the search box and let's see what kind of jobs show up with those keywords, because we want you to work in your zone of genius. And once you find a one or two positions that you're like, this kind of sounds interesting to me, what I want you to do is print them out or copy and paste them into Microsoft Word or Google Docs, because you're going to want to manipulate them. Then you're going to take two highlighters, a yellow highlighter and a green highlighter. And you're going to look at that job description and you're going to highlight the things you know how to do in green. All those skills, all those expertise that they mention in that job description, you're like, I know how to do this. You highlight in green. All the things that you say, I don't know about this. I'm not familiar with this. I've never done this before. You highlight in yellow. What you're doing is a skills assessment and a gap analysis, and you're making it visual, because so many of us are visual creatures. And now you're looking at it and you kind of have a map. If that job description is 60 to 75% green, then you should have the confidence to apply for it. And that's also going to give you the language you need to check to be in your resume. If all those things in yellow, well, that's your professional development plan. So that's where you go and say, okay, what are the things I need to learn or understand so that when I go into an interview, I can talk about them competently? Because sometimes a skill, it doesn't mean going back to school or getting a new degree. it could just be going on YouTube and watching a video on how to do it and be like, oh, I know how to do that, or I can do that. I understand what that is. Or it could be something that's internal to the company that's proprietary, and you're not going to be able to learn it independently. They're going to have to train you in it, but they're just informing you, this is the tools that we use. So by taking your time, taking a step back and saying, I don't have to make a decision about a career change right now. I need to go explore. I need to go find some information. I need to do a skills assessment and a gap analysis. And then once I know that, I can start applying for those career transition jobs with a resume that's customized using the right language. I can also apply for jobs that have things that I've done before. And then whoever sends me an offer first, that's who wins.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, you don't have to make a decision right now. And I was going to ask, like, connected to that, what about the idea of like, okay, maybe they don't have time to if they don't have several months to explore this and make the decision. And then in the meantime, they could just get like a gap job, like a job that will pay the bills until they can explore the whole process of building skills. Does that, like, would that be a good idea? Or are you like, it doesn't have to take that long?
It could take that long to find the right job. And some people do not have that time, that runway. So yes, we call that the bridge job, it's a bridge between what you did before and what you might want to do in the future. And the good news is we're living in a fabulous time where there's a lot of different ways you could bridge into your new career. So yes, you could take a part-time role. You could take a temporary position, go through a staffing firm and take a 3 to 6 month assignment. Sometimes you can have a 12-month assignment. You can use pages like Fiverr and Upwork and contract out and be a contractor. You could be an entrepreneur and start your own business on that area of expertise that you want to step into. You could do a little bit of both. So take your time and do that bridge job. Again, apply, sign up for Upwork, sign up for Fiverr, drive for Uber, do what you need to do to be financially stable while you're looking for work. And this is not just for the career transitioners. This is for everyone.
Yeah.
It is taking sometimes 3 to 8 months to land a position right now. It's going to be really important to utilize your network, and you don't want to be stressed out about money. So utilize some of the opportunities that are available in today's market to find you a job to ease that financial burden.
Yeah. So speaking from personal experience, I wasn't making a career change, but I was kind of facing this situation where I was burned out and could not face getting another job, but I needed a job in order to pay the bills. And so what I did was I took a step down in position, but I found a job that actually paid the same as what I was currently making. And it was a very simple job with like minimal responsibilities. And I knew it wasn't forever, but it was just until I could like get my brain working again. And because it had minimal responsibilities, I had enough brain power left over to like upskill and take some training courses, start different projects on the side where I could start to develop those skills. And then when my burnout was over, then I could start looking for the next step in my career. This was kind of just a bridge while I was dealing with that. So highly recommend that. Like that was a savior for me. It was so good. Yeah. And I love this zone of genius too. I worked with a leadership coach a couple years ago, and she talked about the same thing of finding the zone of genius, because it's sort of like that thing where it's the thing that you are just naturally inherently good at, but applied in a like job situation that you can get paid for. Because like you might be very artistic, and so like you could be a painter, but there might not be like a job that pays the bills that does that. So finding that thing that is income-based, I guess the best way to put it, yeah.
Absolutely. And I love that you use that artist example. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists are like, here's what I like to do. I like to make jewelry. I like to write. I like to paint and draw. How can I turn that into a career that's going to be sustainable and financially provide financial freedom. And sometimes we have to like play around with that. I had one artist client that found a job as a merchandiser, that they were in charge of setting up the displays at the store, and they worked their way up, and now they're doing the displays for Macy's and the one of the largest department stores, right? They do the holiday displays and all the store mannequins, and they create the templates and they send it out to all the different stores. And he's like, I love it. I get to be creative, but I also get a paycheck that supports my lifestyle, right? I had another client that, you know, they like to write. And these days, there's a lot of jobs that people still need writers. And so from content marketers to communication specialists to blog writers. And so they do both. They are a creative writer, whether working on their next New York Times bestseller or their hopeful New York Times bestseller, but they're also bringing in a paycheck by providing social media content for organizations.
Yeah. Yeah. I did the same thing too. When I started my career, when I was like 18 or whatever, I was a graphics designer. But I really enjoyed being creative and writing. I really enjoyed writing, but it's tough. Like, what do I write? Do I write books? Or like, that's kind of a hard thing to, I couldn't figure out how to form a career around it. So I eventually got into kind of the same thing you were saying, like content creation, which then led into marketing, which does require a lot of creativity. And so it's that balance of like, this is the thing that I love, that I really enjoy doing, but now I can apply it in a way that pays the bills. So I think that's kind of the balance you have to find. Okay, so I wanted to dig more into tailoring the resume, but I feel like that's like a whole other half hour conversation. You kind of dug into it too, but basically, like, it sounds like in your experience, that is, it's just the key to being able to get the interviews.
It's the start. So it's almost like these days an interview has two locks on the door, right? You've got your main lock and you've got your deadbolt lock. So first of all, the main lock is your resume. You need to have a customized professional resume. If you're not comfortable with your resume writing skills, definitely find a professional resume writer. You can look through the National Resume Writers Association or the Professional Association of Resume Writers to find an amazing resume writer. All members of my team are certified professional resume writers. The deadbolt lot, though, to get that open these days, you need to utilize your network. So that's why networking is a huge part of the job search strategy. Remember, on day two, on Tuesdays, we're going to reach out to people that we know at that company. We're going to reach out to recruiters. We're going to sign up to staffing firms. We're going to go to networking events. We're going to do fun things with people. And even going to a book club is an opportunity for networking, because they always have you go around the room, introduce yourself and talk about your favorite book and what do you do. And you're always going to say, even if you're out of work, you're always going to introduce yourself as, I am a senior project manager. I'm looking for my next opportunity at a Fortune 500 company. And my favorite book is The Outsiders. You are always going to talk about your job search to everyone you know, your hairdresser, your dog sitter, the kids' soccer coach, their Girl Scout troop leader. You need to talk about it, because right now in this market, it's your network that's opening that deadbolt and getting people interviews. It's not just the resume. The resume has to back you up in your skill set after your network unlocks the door, but you need to utilize your network. So after listening to this podcast, those are the two things I want you to take away. Number one, break down your job search into smaller bits, including customizing your resume for every role. And number two, you have to utilize your network. Start talking to people and start talking about your job search.
Yeah, that makes so much. And I love the, like, it doesn't mean that you have to like do cold outreach on LinkedIn if you're not comfortable, like go to the networking events at the Chamber of Commerce or something that are sometimes cringy, but like anywhere you are, like you can talk about your job search. And like, so I assume that means you're not just telling everyone like, hey, I'm looking for a job, do you know who's hiring? But just more like talking about like your career, like, hey, I'm a senior project manager and I worked at these, just kind of in conversation, these are the things that I did. Is that right? That's assumption I'm making, but is that the best way to do it?
That's it. One of my clients got a job from talking to her hairdresser, because your hairstylist knows everyone. Sitting in the chair and her, you know, putting the cape on, her stylist putting the cape on, and is like, hey, what have you been up to? And she says, girl, let me tell you, I just got laid off. I'm looking for my next senior event manager position. And so I want a nice haircut to make me feel good. And she goes, wait a minute, you're an event manager? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, hold on. And she picks up her phone. She calls someone and she says, hey, you know when you were in here today getting your color done and you were telling me you were looking for an event manager for your conference that's in 6 months and your person just quit? Well, I have your new person sitting in the chair with me right now. She's about to get a cut in color too. Here, talk to her. And hands her phone down. She was like, Madeline, I did what you told me to do. And I talked about it to everyone. And I got a great job. Another one of my clients went to Daddy Daughter Day at the dance studio, right? His daughter was taking ballet and all the dads were there and they're sitting in the lobby waiting for their turn to go dance with their daughter. And he's sitting next to someone. And the guy's like, well, what do you do for a living? And he's like, oh, I'm a senior product manager. And the guy father goes, oh, that's funny. I'm a vice president of product management. Tell me more. And led to an interview, led to a job. Another client was mowing the lawn with his neighbor and got a job lead from that. You need to talk about your job search. It's nothing to be ashamed about. And again, if you phrase it in a way of, I am this and I'm looking for this, it's going to give your network some direction. Because if you say, I'm looking for a job that's too big, we can't digest that. But if you say, I'm looking for a job at a healthcare organization, all of a sudden we're going to think about, who do I know in healthcare? I know this person, or this person, and I can help you.
Yeah. Okay. Love that. Okay. This was so great. Like, so many practical tips in here. I can't imagine working with you as a coach must be even more helpful. How can people find you and get more of these gems of wisdom?
Oh, thank you. So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Madeline Mackey, the Career Activator. You can also go to our website, www.activateyourcareerdreams.com, and set up a complimentary consultation so we can talk about how to create, cultivate, and activate your career.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing this with our listeners. It was great.
You are very welcome.